Revenue. The Kenya Revenue Authority, KRA, collected shush 946 million from taxes in the western region last month following a raft of measures to curb smuggling of goods through the porous borders of Uganda and Tanzania. Through enhanced surveillance and enforcement in the region which covers 10 counties, the taxman generated more revenue from customs at the Malaba, Busia and Isibania one-stop border posts, OSBPs, and the Luwakaka satellite station. KRA Western Regional Coordinator Ms. Patience Wanjao said even though the figure fell short of the shush 1 billion monthly target, the performance was encouraging given the tough economic times. Out of the total collections, Malaba OSBP generated shush 540 million due to enhanced efficiency and clearance of trucks, making it a key route for goods destined for Uganda, South. KRA Deputy Commissioner in charge of Border Control and Enforcement Chege Macharia, Center, flanked by KRA Western Regional Coordinator Ms. Patience Njau and other KRA officials during a tour of the Malaba OSBP, photos by Chris Mahandara. Sudan, Rwanda, Burundi and the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. This speaks to the significance of this border post because what Mombasa is to Kenya, that is what Malaba is to Uganda, therefore the trade flows are significant. By servicing Uganda, we are then servicing further into East and Central Africa, she said. KRA, she added, was in talks with their Ugandan counterparts to ensure that all scanners were working round the clock to ease clearance of inbound and outbound cargo. To enhance efficiency, she said KRA has set up a customer service center at the border post which brings together all the partner government agencies from Kenya and Uganda and the DRC to facilitate trade. With the setting up of the service center, we expect that the trade volumes are going to go up. A lot more of our traders will continue to use this facility, she said. Small-scale cross-border traders, she added, have been allocated space at the service center to facilitate their businesses and broaden KRA's tax base. The traders, she said, will have access to all KRA services at the center, among them PIN registration and filing of tax returns to ensure that they operate within the confines of the law. Besides customs, we are ensuring that KRA services are accessible to the small traders as we also collect domestic tax. This is in line with KRA's plan to expand the tax base, she said. Speaking at Malaba during the commissioning of the center, KRA Deputy Commissioner in charge of Border Control and Enforcement Chege Macharia said the facility was set to improve the cargo turnaround clearance time, thus raking in more revenue. The way the OSBP was designed, you have offices at different places and clearance agents spend a lot of time moving from one office to another. By having all the relevant services under one roof, it will take a shorter time to have goods cleared, thus improving our efficiency and revenues, he said.